The Mirror of Simple Souls, Division 3, Chapter 5, How a Soul That is Mortified of All Outward Desires Can No More Speak of God, and How it is Meant that This Soul Hath Taken Leave of Virtues, and How such Souls become Free, and What the Greatest Torment is that a Creature may Suffer in This Life. This soul, saith Love, can no more speak of God, for she is knotted of all outward desire, and of all the affections of the Spirit, so that which this soul doth, she doth it by usage of good custom, or by commandments of the Holy Church, without any desire, for will is dead, which gave her desire. Ah, Love, saith Reason, that understandeth eagerly and leaveth the sweetness, what wonder it is, though this soul be deprived of the feelings of grace, of desire, of spirit, since she hath taken leave of virtues, which manners giveth to all good souls, without which virtue none may be saved, nor come to the life of perfection, and who hath taken them may not be deceived, and this soul hath taken leave of them. Is she out of her wit that speaketh thus? Oh, without fail, nay, saith Love, for this soul hath better than all virtues, and more than any other creature, but she hath not the usage of them, for she is not with them. Footnote: is not with them seems to mean is not absorbed in eager pursuit of them, or concerned regarding her estate in respect of virtue as above. It is the eagerness which is blamed. The usage of this phrase, with her, or for her, denotes throughout a self-centered activity, and is contrasted with true selfishness by the term without her. End of footnote. As she was wont. No, and God will, saith Love, she hath been servant long enough, is she, to become free from this time forward. Eth Love, saith Reason, when was she servant? When she took the lead. Footnote. Throughout leading, or meeuing. An example, moving, is used to express an impulse of self-direction of the soul, even in good direction. The ideal is when love leadeth in her, or God is said to move the soul into himself, etc. End of the footnote. In love and in the obedience of thee and of other virtues, saith Love, these souls, saith Love, that shall be, have so long led in love and obedience of virtues that they become free. And when be these souls become free, saith Reason? When love dwelleth and leadeth in them, and virtues serve them without any understanding or painfulness of these souls. Smoothly, Love, saith Reason, these souls that thus become free, they have many a day known what control can do, and who would ask them, what is the greatest torment that a creature may suffer? They would say, it is to take the lead in love and in obedience here of virtues, for it behooveth them give to all virtues all that they ask, whatever it costs to nature, and they ask worship, honor, heart, body, and life. That this is to say that the soul that hath given them all this, and nothing hath left to comfort nature with, that hardly the rightful man shall be saved, would then thus become sorrowful, be in hell and tormented unto the day of judgment, so that she might be in certainty then to be saved. This is smooth, saith Love. Under such control live they, that these virtues have power over. But these souls that I speak of have the virtues put at point, for they do nothing for them, but the virtues do all that the souls will, without control or withstanding, for these souls be their mistresses. End of chapter 5.